Page 468. That is hard to do, said Sir Lancelot, for by Sir Tristram I may have a warning. For when by means of treaty Sir Tristram brought again La Beale Isoud unto King Mark from Joyous Gard, look what befell on the end, how shamefully that false traitor King Mark slew him, as he sat harping afore his lady La Beale Isoud. With a grounden glaive he thrust him in behind to the heart. It grieveth me, said Sir Lancelot, to speak of his death, for all the world may not find such a knight. All this is truth, said Sir Bors, but there is one thing shall courage you and us all. Ye know well King Arthur and King Mark were never like of conditions, for there was never yet man could prove King Arthur untrue of his promise. So to make the short tale, they were all consented that for better or for worse, other for worse, if so were that the queen were on that morn brought to the fire, shortly they all would rescue her. And so, by the advice of Sir Lancelot, they put them all in an ambushment in a wood, as nigh Carlisle as they might, and there they abode still, to wit what the king would do. Chapter 7. How Sir Mordred rode hastily to the king to tell him of the affray and death of Sir Agravaine and the other knights. Now turn we again unto Sir Mordred, that when he was escaped from the noble knight Sir Lancelot, he anon gat his horse and mounted upon him, and rode unto King Arthur, sore wounded and smitten and all forbled. And there he told the king all how it was, and how they were all slain, save himself all only. "Jesu mercy, how may this be?" said the king. "Took ye him in the queen's chamber?" "Yea, so God me help," said Sir Mordred. "There we found him unarmed, and there he slew Congrevance, and armed him in his armor." And all this he told the king from the beginning to the ending. "Jesu mercy," said the king, "he is a marvelous knight of prowess." Page 469. "Alas, me sore repenteth," said the king, "that ever Sir Lancelot should be against me. Now I am sure the noble fellowship of the Round Table is broken for ever, for with him will many a noble knight hold, and now it has fallen so," said the king, "that I may not with my worship, but the queen must suffer the death." So then there was made great ordinance in this heat, that the queen must be judged to the death. And the law was such in those days that whatsoever they were, of what estate or degree, if they were found guilty of treason, there should be none other remedy but death, and either the men, and note one, text, or the taking with the deed should be causer of their hasty judgment. And right so was it ordained for Queen Guinevere, because Sir Mordred was escaped sore wounded, and the death of 13 knights of the Round Table, these proofs and experiences caused King Arthur to command the queen to be to the fire, there to be burnt. Then spake Sir Gawain and said, "My lord Arthur, I would counsel you not to be over hasty, for that ye would put in respite this judgment of my lady the queen for many causes. One it is, though it were so that Sir Lancelot were found in the queen's chamber, yet it might be so that he came thither for none evil. For ye know, my lord," said Sir Gawain, "that the queen is much beholden under Sir Lancelot, more than unto any other knight, for oft times he hath saved her life, and done battle for her when all the court refused the queen. And peradventure she sent to him for goodness and for none evil, to reward him for his good deeds that he had done to her in times past. And peradventure my lady, the queen, sent for him to that intent that Sir Lancelot should come to her good grace privily and secretly, weening to her that it was best so to do, in eschewing and dreading of slander. For oft times we do many things that we ween it to be for the best, and yet peradventure it turneth to the worst. For I dare say," said Sir Gawain, "my lady your queen is to you both good and true. And as for Sir Lancelot," said Gawain, "I dare say he will make it good upon any knight living that will put himself villainy and shame, and in likewise he will make good for my lady, Dame Guinevere." Page 470. "That I believe well," said King Arthur, "but I will not that way with Sir Lancelot, for he trusteth so much upon his hands and his might that he doubteth no man. And therefore for my queen he shall never fight more, for she shall have the law. And if I may get Sir Lancelot, wit you well, he shall have a shameful death." "Jesu defense," said Sir Gawain, "that I may never see it." "Why say ye so?" said King Arthur. "Forsooth ye have no cause to love Sir Lancelot, for this night last past he slew your brother, King Agravaine, a full good knight, and almost he had slain your other brother, Sir Mordred. And also there he slew 13 noble knights. And also Sir Gawain, remember ye he slew 2 sons of yours, Sir Florence and Sir Lovel." "My lord," said Sir Gawain, "of all this I have knowledge, of whose deaths I repent me sore. But insomuch I gave them warning, and told my brethren and my sons aforehand that would fall in the end, insomuch they would not do by my counsel. I will not meddle me thereof, nor revenge me nothing of their deaths, for I told them it was no boot to strive with Sir Lancelot. Howbeit, I am sorry of the death of my brethren and of my sons, for they are the causers of their own death, and oft times I have warned my brother Sir Agravaine, and I told him the perils, the which he be now fallen. Chapter 8. How Sir Lancelot and his kinsmen rescued the queen from the fire, and how he slew many knights. Then said the noble King Arthur to Sir Gawain, Dear nephew, I pray you make you ready in your best armor, with your brethren Sir Gaheris and Sir Gareth, to bring my queen to the fire, there to have her judgment and receive the death. Nay, my most noble lord, said Sir Gawain, that will I never do. For wit you well, I will never be in that place where so noble a queen as is my lady Dame Guinevere shall take a shameful end. Page 471. For wit ye well, said Sir Gawain, my heart will never serve me to see her die, and it shall never be said that ever I was of your counsel of her death. Then said the king to Sir Gawain, Suffer your brother Sir Gaheris and Sir Gareth to be there. My lord, said Sir Gawain, wit you well, they will be loath to be there present, because of many adventures the which be like there to fall, but they are young and full unable to say you nay. Then spoke Sir Gaheris and the good knight Sir Gareth unto King Sir Arthur. Sir, ye may well command us to be there, but wit you well it shall be sore against our will. But an we be there by your straight commandment, ye shall plainly hold us there excused. We will be there in peaceable wise, and bear none harness of war upon us. In the name of God, said the king, then make you ready, for she shall soon have her judgment anon. Alas, said Sir Gawain, that ever I should endure to see this woeful day. So Sir Gawain turned him, and wept heartily, and so he went into his chamber. And then the queen was led forth without Carlisle, and there she was despoiled into her smock. And so then her ghostly father was brought to her to be shriven of her misdeeds. Then there was weeping and wailing and wringing of hands of many lords and ladies, but there were but few in comparison that would bear any armor for to strength the death of the queen. Then was there one that Sir Lancelot had sent unto that place for to espy what time the queen should go unto her death. And anon, as he saw the queen despoiled into her smock and so shriven, then he gave Sir Lancelot warning. Then was there but spurring and plucking up of horses, and right so they came to the fire. And who that stood against them, there were they slain. There might none withstand Sir Lancelot, so all that bare arms and withstood him, there they were slain, full many a noble knight. Page 472. For there were slain Sir Belliance Orgulous, Sir Segwarides, Sir Griflet, Sir Brandiel, Sir Aglaval, Sir Tor, Sir Gouter, Sir Gilmere, Sir Arnold, three brethren, Sir Damas, Sir Priamus, Sir Kay the Stranger, Sir Driant, Sir Lambigus, Sir Hermond, Sir Pertelep, Sir Perimenes, two brethren that were called the Green Knight and the Red Knight. And so in this rashing and hurling, as Sir Lancelot thrang here and there, it mishapped him to slay Gaheris and Sir Gareth, the noble knight, for they were unarmed and unaware. For as the French book saith, Sir Lancelot smote Sir Gareth and Sir Gaheris upon the brainpans, wherethrough they were slain in the field. Howbeit, in very truth, Sir Lancelot saw them not, and so were they found dead among the thickest of the press. Then when Sir Lancelot had thus done, and slain and put to flight all that would withstand him, then he rode straight unto Dame Guinevere, and made a kirtle and a gown to be cast upon her. And then he made her to be set behind him, and prayed her to be of good cheer. Wit you well, the queen was glad that she was escaped from the death, and then she thanked God and Sir Lancelot. And so he rode his way with the queen, as the French book saith, unto Joyous Gard, and there he kept her as a noble knight should do, and many great lords and some kings sent Sir Lancelot many good knights, and many noble knights drew unto Sir Lancelot. When this was known openly, that King Arthur and Sir Lancelot were at debate, many knights were glad of their debate, and many were full heavy of their debate. Page 473. Chapter 9. Of the Sorrow and Lamentation of King Arthur, for the death of his nephews and other good knights, and also for the queen, his wife. So turn we again unto King Arthur, that when it was told him how and in what manner of wise the queen was taken away from the fire, and when he heard of the death of his noble knights, and in especial for Sir Gaheris and Sir Gareth's deaths, then the king swooned for pure sorrow. And when he awoke of his swoon, then he said, Alas, that ever I bear crown upon my head! for now have I lost the fairest fellowship of noble knights that ever held Christian king together. Alas, my good knights be slain away from me. Now, within these 2 days, I have lost 40 knights, and also the noble fellowship of Sir Lancelot and his blood, for now I may never hold them together no more with my worship. Alas, that ever this war began. Now, fair fellow, said the king, I charge you that no man tell Sir Gawain of the death of his 2 brethren, for I am sure, said the king, when Sir Gawain heareth tell that Sir Gareth is dead, he will go nigh out of his mind. Mercy Jesu, said the king, why slew he Sir Gareth and Sir Gaheris? For I dare say, as for Sir Gareth, he loved Sir Lancelot above all men earthly. That is truth, said some knights, but they were slain in the hurtling, as Sir Lancelot thrang in the thick of the press, and as they were unarmed he smote them, and wist not whom that he smote, and so unhappily they were slain. The death of them, said Arthur, will cause the greatest mortal war that ever was, I am sure. Wist Sir Gawain that Sir Gareth was slain, I should never have rest of him till I had destroyed Sir Lancelot's kin and himself both, other else he'd to destroy me. And therefore, said the king, wit you well, my heart was never so heavy as it is now, and much more I am sorrier for my good knight's loss than for the loss of my fair queen. For queens I might have anew, but such a fellowship of good knights shall never be together in no company. Page 474. And now, I dare say, said King Arthur, there was never Christian king held such fellowship together, and alas that ever Sir Lancelot and I should be at debate. Ah, Agravaine, Agravaine, said the king, Jesu forgive it thy soul for thine evil will that thou and thy brother Sir Mordred hadst unto Sir Lancelot had caused all this sorrow. And ever among those complaints the king wept and swooned. Then there came one unto Sir Gawain, and told him how the queen was led away with Sir Lancelot, and nigh at 24 knights slain. O Jesu, defend my brethren, said Sir Gawain, for full well wist I that Sir Lancelot would rescue her, other else he would die in that field, and to say the truth, he had not been a man of worship had he not rescued the queen that day, insomuch she would have been burnt for his sake. And as in that, said Sir Gawain, he hath done but knightly, and as I would have done myself, and I had stand in like case. But where are my brethren, said Sir Gawain? I marvel I hear not of them. Truly, said that man, Sir Gareth and Sir Gaheris be slain. Jesu defend, said Sir Gawain, for all the world I would not that they were slain, and especial my good brother Sir Gareth. Sir, said the man, he is slain, and that is great pity. Who slew him, said Sir Gawain? Sir, said the man, Lancelot slew them both. That may I not believe, said Sir Gawain, that ever he slew my brother Sir Gareth, for I dare say my brother Gareth loved him better than me and all his brethren, and the king both. Also I dare say that Sir Lancelot had desired my brother Sir Gareth with him. He would have been with him against the king and us all, and therefore I may never believe that Sir Lancelot slew my brother. Sir, said this man, it is noised that he slew him.